Most of it, you haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with this show. We've got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the Dandy Warhols, M. Ward, and the Maytags. Today's reissue song is from 10,000 Maniacs off their classic 1987 album, In My Tribe. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from the High Violets, and I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this particular show started with something new from a band called Bantug. Bantug is essentially Amanda Bantug. She's a wonderfully talented singer-songwriter currently based in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't really have a great deal more of information on this artist other than she has three singles to her name, which she's released over the last 5 months. Her latest single is a wonderful tune called Wine Beeline. I like this song so much at first blush, I reposted it to my SoundCloud and Facebook pages, which is SoundCloud/TK's Music or Facebook/TK's Music if you want to take a peek. Or follow me there. New music from Bantug here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh,
New music from the Dandy Warhols here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Well, where did that come from? My computer's acting up on its own. Anyway, there we've got 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Yes, the Dandy Warhols are back. These guys have, well, they've been around for a good while. I believe since 1994, but really got it going after they signed with Capitol Records in 1997. Three of their original four band members are still intact, with only the drummer switching out in 1998. That's pretty impressive. What's also impressive is that this four-piece alt-rock institution from Portland, Oregon, has released 8 studio albums. This latest effort, You Are Killing Me, was originally released as a standalone single back in January, but it was also included in the just-released full-length album, Distortland. Changing musical direction with a band called Climbing Trees. Now, Climbing Trees are an unsigned contemporary folk quartet out of Adelaide, South Australia, and they're fronted by Paul Anstey and Sonny Taverna. I first found them in July of 2015 with the boys sent me an MP3 of the title track to their self-released debut full-length album, Little Dreamer. Well, in that space of the last 6 months since sending me that track, Climbing Trees has, well, they got signed by Flavor Lab, which is a New York label. And together they have just sent me their latest single. This one's called Lighthouse in the Sky, and it's a wonderful tune. New music from Climbing Trees here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
On Alaska, see you in the lighthouse in the sky. Navigate the sea. Tell me how to find this place in me. Maybe there's a day when memories sink right to the bottom of the sea. Washed up on an island next to me. Sailing through your dream. If only I can keep this memory. The calm before the storm. It's better off to love before it's gone. Maybe there's a day. Sink right to the bottom of
That was the latest material from Endless Bob Brown here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned into the new music portion of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Well, I should say this isn't really necessarily the latest material from Endless Bob Brown, more likely the most recent. I may try to explain. You see, I follow this label called Fire Station Records on SoundCloud, and they like to find older bands that are now defunct and reintroduce their sound to a new audience. So Endless Bob Brown was a band from the Midlands area of the UK, and they were, I guess, functional or playing pubs and other events in the early 80s. That tune, Never Again, did originally appear on their self-titled LP. And now Fire Station Records will be re-releasing that disc as an all-encompassed piece on May 12th.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life. We believe every child deserves clean water, nutritious food, and basic health care. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, saving the lives of newborns and new moms, helping more children live a full life beyond age 5. We are World Vision, and we believe in children.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is the pre-release single from the Maytag's new, yet-to-be-released album, Love Lines. I don't have a release date on it yet, but I believe it's supposed to come out this summer. Anyway, the Maytags are a 7-piece rock and roll band with a heavy soul influence. They are from Des Moines, Iowa. The band is fronted by Dustin Smith, who studied and played jazz in New York. And while he was in New York, Smith became enamored with soul and R&B and started penning music in that direction. I've been following them since the release of their EP Nova back in 2014, and play them quite frequently on my other radio show, which is called The Uptown Blues Party on Simmons College Radio, by the way. Friday, 4 to 7 p.m., which is a shameless plug. Anyway, so the track I have for you is really nice. It's a soulful little ballad called Marry Ya. New music from the Maytags here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Our business, can't get handcuffed to resistance. baby, I will marry you. Take good care of you. Maybe I will marry you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the High Violets right after Linus here from M. Ward. New music from M. Ward here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you, and is music you might otherwise miss. And M. Ward, he's back with a new disc. This is his first solo release in 4 years. And you have to realize, like, M. Ward had a very successful career before meeting up and playing with Zooey Deschanel in the band She and Him. I almost made him today's Lineage just to play some older material of his, but anyway, I went with the High Violets. The new album from M. Ward is entitled More Rain, and the track I just featured there is Time Won't Wait. It's a deeper cut from the disc. It came out probably about 4 weeks ago. Anyway, so I just got a hold of that, figured I wanted to share it with you. All right, it is time for our feature. It's called The Lineage. It's part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is the High Violets. They got their start in Portland, Oregon, and were, I guess, thrown into the category of dream pop. They self-released an EP, Dream Away, in 1999, which got them the attention of Reverb Records in 2002. They recorded 3 discs with Reverb, but fell out of favor after release of Satellite Remixes. They returned on a new label, St. Marie Records, as a matter of fact. That's the new label for the new album. It's called Heroes and Halos. It has flavors similar to their older material and also some experimental pieces that, for me, fall a little short. The one standout track for me was How I Love Everything About You. And that's where we're going to do it. So this is the High Violets. They're today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the High Violets with Chinese Letter. From their 2006 release, To Where You Are. I really like the tune. It still really stands up well. Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I have posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also look at some videos that I posted there. And also, I've posted free downloads of songs that I have featured here on the show. It's also an email function if you want to send me a question, request, or a suggestion. It is all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit with our reissue release of the week. It's from 10,000 Maniacs. The album that has been re-released is their classic In My Tribe, which came out originally in 1987. Natalie Merchant and Robert Buck were the driving forces behind this band from Jamestown, New York, upstate New York. Technically, they are together as a band. However, Natalie Merchant moved on to a successful solo career, and Robert Buck unfortunately passed away in December of 2000. He helped pen, along with Natalie Merchant, Hey Jack Kerouac, These Are Days, and this one, What's the Matter Here? So this is 10,000 Maniacs with our reissue Song of the Week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take this bow from around my waist, and don't you think
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new song from Kid Canaveral. Kid Canaveral is a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop quintet from Glasgow and Edinburgh, Scotland. The band is getting ready to release their third full-length album, Faulty Inner Dialogue, in the summer of this year. In the meantime, they released this pre-release single, First We Take Dumbarton. Next on the playlist is another track from a band called My Favorite. I featured the A-side of their new single, Killed for Kicks, on my April 19th show. Well, I was able to get my hands on the B-side this weekend, and I thought I'd share it with you. It's called Christine Zero. Just in case you weren't here for that premiere of My Favorite, which I don't really like as a band name, by the way. Just try Googling My Favorite, and it's all over the place. Anyway, My Favorite has an interesting story. They were originally out of Long Island, but moved to where all the action is for music people in Brooklyn. And this was about 20 years ago. In fact, their last album, The Happiest Days of Our Lives, ironically named, was released 13 years ago. Essentially, they broke up. Well, I guess they decided to give it another try, and this is their latest attempt at that. New music from My Favorite here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Has dived the deepest, Christine. reaching for the fountain of youth. Couldn't handle the truth. Didn't like what I saw.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was new stuff from Shapes on Tape. Shapes on Tape are fronted by Jason Matuszkiewicz. And it's terrible. I'm totally mispronouncing it. Adam Krukenberg. They are a power pop synth focused band, and they just released a 3-song EP called No Bummers back in February. And on the strength of that effort, they have just released a genre crossing standalone single called Fountains of Youth. And that song can be had for free, by the way. And I've posted that link at my website, which is tksmusic.com. Let's keep the tunes going here with a new track from a band called Bay Waves. They are a self-described hypnopop band. They are out of Spain. I don't get a lot of Spanish groups, but a couple here and there. They've just released a 4-song EP entitled Only For Yous, and that's capital U and a Z. They did it about a month ago. The song I have for you is the lead off track. It's called Time Is Passing You By. New music from Bay Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. 91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from Catholic Action, which I think is a great name for a band. They are a glam rock foursome out of Glasgow, Scotland. They just released this short single, L-U-V, about a few weeks ago, and I'm hoping more is on the way. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
They play all the tricks with smiles and a sorry past.